Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanushka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's trading session. Well, as the GIFT Nifty suggests, the Indian market is likely to open in the green amid mixed global cues. Well, other Asia-Pacific markets opened mixed this morning. Japan's Nikkei crossed 41,000 to hit a fresh all-time high as Japan inflation accelerated in February. Now, Japan's headline inflation rate for February came in at 2.8%, climbing from the 2.2% seen in the previous month. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 16,747, pointing to a weaker open after the index gained almost 2% on Thursday. Now, overnight in the US, all three major indexes hit fresh records, continuing the rally from Thursday after the US Federal Reserve held rates steady and maintained its cut forecast for 2024. Meanwhile, oil prices sank in early Asian trade on the possibility of a nearing Gaza ceasefire, which could loosen global supply, and at the same time, a stronger US dollar and faltering gasoline dampened demand sentiment. Brent crude futures fell to $85.6 a barrel. Bitcoin has peeled back more than 10% from its all-time high as the appetite for fledging spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds, that is ETFs, has moderated. JP Morgan Chase & Company strategists warn that the retreat has room to run. Now, back home in the previous session, Nifty and all other sectoral indices staged a rebound courtesy the Fed rate decision. The Nifty managed to scale past Wednesday's resistance band of 21,900 to 21,950 to close above the 22,000 mark. Well, even in a rebounding market, foreign investors were net sellers in the cash market yesterday, while domestic investors continued to be buyers. For the week, the Nifty is at the same level at which it ended last Friday. Well, since the next week is truncated, so volumes will be lower. Meanwhile, the Nifty Bank has rebounded from the lower end of its support range, and more importantly, it snapped a 9-day losing streak. Despite the 9-day drop, Thursday's rebound has ensured that the Nifty Bank has turned positive for the week, albeit only marginally. Now, the key question is, can Nifty hold on to the 22,000 mark? Well, market analysts suggest that the market is not out of the woods yet, despite some relief yesterday. Now, about the stocks in focus, IT stocks could see some sentiment hit as Accenture, one of the world's leading IT services company, has lowered its fiscal year 2024 revenue growth forecast from 2 to 5% earlier to 1 to 3% as economic uncertainties led to a drop in client spending on consulting services. So Indian technology heavyweights like TCS, Infosys, Wipro and Peers will be in focus post Accenture's guidance cut. PSUs will also be in focus as the index was up 3% yesterday. After PSU stocks correcting 25 to 30% from top in March, there are first signs of a pullback. Now, apart from IT and PSUs, Larsen & Toubro will be tracked as the board is to meet on March 27 to consider fundraising. Bharat Dynamics board has declared an interim dividend of 8.85 rupees per share. The record date for the same has been fixed as April 2nd. Prestige Estates, through its subsidiary, has acquired 62.5 acres of prime land in Indirapuram Extension, NCR, for an integrated township. Also, IRB Infra will be in focus as MMK Toll Private Limited, the investment manager of IRB Infra Trust, has an associate of the company on behalf of the trust has allotted 9.2 crore units of the trust to eligible unit holders for cash at an issue price of 244 rupees per unit. Next up, Domes Industries is venturing into manufacturing and retailing of bags, including school bags, pouches and related items, to mark its presence in the back-to-school market through the acquisition of a 51% stake in Skido Industries with an initial investment of 51 lakh rupees. Tata Communications is going to transfer its digital services business to its wholly owned subsidiary, Novamesh, for 458 crore rupees. Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders is back in focus as Chairman and Managing Director Sanjeev Singhal has been given an extension of 6 months from February 1, 2024 or till the regular incumbent joins the post. Now, Wipro's step-down subsidiary, Wipro IT Services, has signed an agreement with General Motors and Magna International to incorporate a new entity, that is SD Worse. Veranda Learnings Board has approved raising funds worth 25 crore rupees and a greenshoe option of up to 100 crore rupees through senior, secured, redeemable and unlisted entities in one or more tranches. Now, IREDA will also consider a borrowing program of up to 24,200 crore rupees for the financial year 2025 on March 28. Well, those were the few cues to watch out for. In some other important news, the Enforcement Directorate has arrested Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the ongoing probe into alleged irregularities surrounding the capital's liquor policy. Also, the much-awaited Indian Premier League 2024, that is IPL, commences today in Chennai with Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru competing against each other. Well, that's about it for now. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and have a good weekend ahead.